member?
Good morning, LaShawn. This is Minister Kai in Atlanta.
Good morning, Minister Kai. Members? Well, today we are tagging it to God Be the Glory Thursday. So excited what God is doing in our lives. And if anybody just wants to share what God is doing for them, how he's expanding your territory, or if you just want to give God a shout out, please go ahead and do so. Now, I know I'm not the only one excited that he invited, but to God be the glory, we're going to go ahead and start our call. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning saying thank you. We come to you this morning with thanksgiving, and we are humbly welcoming you to this place. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for them saying yes, Lord. We thank you that their obedience has set forth since October 25th, 2010, until this day that you have granted us with, Lord. To God be the glory. We just want to say thank you so much for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the traveling mercies to and fro. We thank you, Father, Lord God, that you have given us an opportunity to assemble thus again on the telecommunication sanctuary, the Master's Call. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the fiber optics, for the technology, for the capabilities for us to convene at this time. And Father, we trust, touch, and agree that there will be no hindrances, there will be no drop calls, there will be no disconnections, there will be no static, because the word that you are going to set forth in our speaker will come through with clarity, it will come through with boldness, but most of all, it will come through you. So Father, we thank you right now for decreasing the speaker and increasing you so that we can get the word this morning. Father, thank you for blessing the Diaz de Leon family, their comings and their goings, Lord. Touch them, anoint them, and refill them as they continue to give to the communities, oh God. And we just thank you for each and every individual on this line as we welcome you to this place and have you have your way, oh God. We love you. We thank you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, to God be the glory Thursday. We're excited for all the things that God is doing for us and through us. And I am now turning this call over with Jesus Joy to our host. Are you there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away and have a blessed day.
And you too, my sister. God bless you, and thank you so much for meeting and greeting the people this morning and opening us up with prayer. I give God glory for you and the TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I welcome you along with Minister LaShawn, saying welcome to the Master's Call, and I thank God for to God be the glory Thursday tag that she given us this morning. I want to welcome you again and say that we are so grateful for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and which is our ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who's better known as our Mother Eagle. We thank God for them for opening up this mandate, this platform for us to come before him every morning. And our scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement that we rest on daily, and it's to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite at least three people every day and tell them this is a great way to start their day. We have a website that you can join us on, and there all the messages are archived there, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, and you can go there and listen to as many messages as you want. They're such a blessing. We also have an email address, and it is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. If you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please submit them to this email. And also, if you want to be a part of this blessed team, or you may want to share a word from the Lord, please join us by submitting your request to the mentioned email. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. You heard me mention Artists International. It's the greatest health and wellness company with wonderful products that change lives every day. And you can learn more about the company by joining us on the motivational call, which is right after this call. And it's hosted by none other than our platinum president, Dr. Dorothy Cook, who is her and along a team of leaders that gives us a blessing every day with motivation on our products. And that number is 580-881-1300. Again, 580-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. All roads are leading to Orlando, Florida. Yes, that's June 13th through the 15th. The Artist Empowerment Conference is hosted by the Kings of Artists. You don't want to miss this event. It will be a blessing to you and your family because it is a family event. And bring your fathers as well because it is on Father's Day weekend, and it will be a blessing to the entire family. If you want more information, please go to the website, www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's www.artistempowermentconference.com. If you have a desire to assist in the Sunday service, please email us at the mentioned email address that I gave you, info@themasterscall.net. And please let them know that you're interested in volunteering for the Sunday service. It will be a blessing. Now I'll introduce you to our speaker for the morning. It is Pastor Susan Hill. Pastor Hill is married to Tony N. Hill, which is a mighty man of God, and she's been married to him for 27 years. She's the mother of two adult children and the grandmother of a remarkable, creative, super smart, almost three-year-old granddaughter, Hayden Amai. Hayden is her G-pop and G-nanny's joy. Susan has served in various areas in the ministry, pastoral care team, big students ministry, which is a teens ministry, children's ministry, vision keeper support, ushers and greeters, event and project planning coordinator, and the list goes on. Tony and Susan have been in Artists International going on 6 years in September 2014. Susan looks forward to many more years with Artists and helping to take Artists to a $1 billion or greater company. And I want to introduce to some and present to others, none other than Pastor Susan Hill. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. The platform
okay,
is yours. Take it away.
Okay. Can you hear me clear, loud and clear?
Yes, I can. We can hear you very loud and clear.
Okay.
God
great,
bless
great,
you.
Great. Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. Let's go before the Father in prayer. Father God, we just take this time to just bless you. We thank you, God. God, you're such an awesome God. You're a great God, and you're doing some exceedingly abundantly above things in each and every one of our lives. We know that you have great things in store for your people, God, as we move forth in this year and throughout the rest of our lives here until you come back to get us. God, we ask that you will prepare the hearts and minds of your people, and God, help us to share something that will change their lives as well as change our lives, God, for the better, so that you will use us in this end time to make a mark that cannot be erased on the lives of our friends, our families, ourselves, and even our clients and the world, God. As we do this business, as we are ministers in the marketplace, and in everything we do, we definitely want you to get glory and honor out of our lives. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, good morning. I want to thank Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK for allowing me this opportunity to minister on this morning. When I had been in a pickle, when Dr. Vanessa asked me probably about a month ago if I was ready to be back on the calendar, you know, there was a thought that quickened in my spirit, and I'm going to talk on that today, and however the Lord lead. I know I will not finish. It will just probably be beginning, but I was just just didn't know which way to go this morning, but I'm going to go with this and just pray that it will minister to the human ears and make a mark and impact people's lives. God has, we all have such an amazing assignment in the earth. It's not just by chance that we're here, but we have, God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I reference the scripture when I talk about that, is Jeremiah 29:11, how God says, he has an expected end for us. And sometimes we're going through so many things in our lives that we wonder, is that expected end good? Or what is it? Because it seems like everything is going wrong. All hell has broken loose, and the satanic forces are coming after us in a great way. But let me just tell you guys that the great assignment that God has on our lives and the assignment that we have, especially those who are connected to Artists, Artists International is assigned by God. And God is doing a great and awesome and an amazing thing through this company, through the products, through each and every one of us who are connected to it. This is kind of like those of us who are connected in our ministry. When we have a call and assignment to a ministry, and that man and woman of God has a mandate assignment that is massive and it's going to impact so many people's lives, well, you better know that the enemy is going to do everything he can to try to distract, derail, and destroy people connected to that to prevent that ministry from going forth. But on this morning, I just want to share a little nugget. I just want to share a little nugget, and I just want to be really transparent because I know that's what's going to help our people to be set free, is being transparent, being real, and just telling them like it is so that we can move on in Jesus' name. The topic that God quickened in my spirit was, and this has been a while, he said, before you can move forward, you must drop the rock. You must put down those rocks. And as I said, we all have assignments. I believe that right now, each and every one of us are positioned for something great. We're positioned for something big. We're positioned for something that is above whatever we can even imagine, even think or ask. It's a great assignment. God is positioning us for that. Our destinies are not about just us, but it's about the people who are behind us. And it could be thousands and thousands of people behind us that God is going to use us to impact their lives. But sometimes we let setbacks, tribulations, disappointments, betrayals, all of that, we allow those things to distract, detour, and even sometimes almost self-destruct. We do it ourselves to keep us from getting to that place of destiny and of assignment. And so I just want to talk transparently today. I just want to talk from me, from my own standpoint, from my personal challenges that I've gone through and what I have found out. And I may say a few things about Joseph, David, because we know a lot about those witnesses in the Bible. And I can talk about Joseph in particular, because Joseph went from the pit, he went from the prison, and then he went to the palace. Some of us right now may be in the pit. Some of us may be in the prison. And some of us may be in the palace. And some of us may be even in a wilderness situation right now, where we just feel like all hope is lost. But I want to encourage you today, before we can move forward, we got to let go of the rocks. And you're probably saying, Sister Susan, what are the rocks? Well, I'm going to tell you what the rocks are. Rocks are rotten, stinky, obsessive, offenses that are controlling our thought life, they're controlling our behavior, and they're keeping us stuck. keeping us stuck. Now, that's a negative acronym for rocks. And we don't want to be held in a rut, and you've been there for 25 years or longer or shorter, but we want to move forward. We want to lay aside every weight and every sin that doth so easily beset us and run this assignment, complete this assignment that God has called us to, complete it big. And I have an acronym for big, believing in God, no matter what you see. Believe in God. I can do this. I can do all things through Christ. Jesus wants me to succeed, and he does, because that's why God sent Jesus to die. He wanted him to redeem us and put us back in right standing as it was with Adam. Adam dominated. He and Eve, they dominated. They had everything, and he was over everything, dominated. And we are to dominate in every area of our lives. Even when setbacks come, we got to move forward. We got to, oh, yeah, so I messed up. Yes, it's painful. Somebody may have betrayed me. Someone may have let me down, or I may have let somebody down. Maybe you went through a horrific divorce, and it was a surprise divorce. You didn't know it was coming, and bam, and it just threw you for a loop. Or maybe you lost someone that you loved and you cared about, and you blame God. God, why? Why? Why did this happen? Why? Disappointment. All kinds of things hit us. But don't stop, and don't lose your focus. Know that God has a great plan for us. God has a great plan. Let me tell you this. At one time in my life, years ago, someone disappointed me. And we all have disappointments. And we can all say, nobody knows, and woe is me, and nobody knows the song that I'm singing. We all have it. But move on. But before you can move on, you got to let go of that. You got to really come transparently real and clean and look in the mirror and say, you know what? I got to let this thing go. That's been 25 years ago. Or that's been 5 years ago. Or that's been a month ago. And it's going to take time. It is not easy. And it's not going to be easy even when you're going through the healing process. But what you have to do is you got to remind yourself, when the enemy tries to tell you that this happened or that happened, and he tries to suppress you and keep you backwards and keep you locked in that situation, stuck in that situation, you got to keep saying, no, I'm forgiven. God has forgiven me. I have forgiven myself. I'm moving forward. And you got to constantly renew. We have constantly renewing our minds with the word of God. We're constantly saying what the word says over our lives, saying the word of God only over our lives and not our situation. Life is filled with choices. Life is choice-driven. You can forgive and move on, or you can stay stuck in a rut and stuck in that unforgiveness. And the saddest part of the saddest part is everybody around you is still moving on, and you're stuck thinking you're hurting them when you're only hurting yourself. Been there, done that. Thought I was hurting them, put that wall up, and you know what? Those people moved on, and in one situation, I remember I was holding a grudge against this man of God who was like my mentor, who was like a father to me, really. And he I trusted him, and I thought everything was well and what have you. And let me tell you, I had a major setback with that. But that was because I put my trust in that man's flesh. And we're all human, and we're subject to error. But I did not put my trust in God. I put my trust in that man. And when that situation happened, it devastated me. It devastated me so much, y'all. I'm telling you, it took me years. Did I say years? Yes, I said years, because there are some of us who are stuck, too, in years of holding things. It took me years, and I'm going to tell you the sad part is I went to visit him before his wife passed. And I knew I still had, you know how sometimes we know we got still a little bit of that in there? And I knew I still had a little bit of that in there where I couldn't quite love him because that thing was in my face. Then he passed away, and I realized I hadn't released that thing. So I just want to share with the body today, before we can move forward, we got to put down the rocks. We got to drop those rocks. We got to let those rocks go. We got to let go of those rotten, obsessive maybe offenses that happen in our lives that are controlling our thought life, that are controlling our life, that are controlling our behavior, and that's keeping you stuck. And we want to go forward, and we want to stand on the rock that God told Peter about. We want to be on that revelation. We want to be redefined. We want to be radical overcomers, overcomers who have the character of the King Jesus, and we're succeeding in every area of our lives. We're living the blessed life. We're living the overcoming, abundant life to the fullest, where God wants us to be a blessing to people who may thought you're hopeless, you're never going to get ahead. God wants to use you to be a blessing to many, many people, first of all, being a blessing to yourself. And I just want to say this, too. I remember a situation where I had to say something out loud so I could hear myself forgiving someone. I wasn't asking them to forgive me because I knew I was going to still be holding on to that hurt, but I was hearing myself say that so that I could release it. And sometimes, y'all, we got to say it out loud and release it and move forward. And it's going to come back, but you got to keep laying aside that weight and that sin that does so easily besetter and that thing that's trying to hold you in hostage. It's trying to sabotage your success. Let it go before we can move forward. We've got to put down those rocks. And I pray that something will share today. I pray that something will share today that will keep us from being in a hostage situation that we put our own selves in because we don't want to let go of those bad situations. Let's let it go in Jesus' name. And I want to say this, move forward. Let's not look back. Let's move ahead. Here to declare to you today that your past is over. All things are made new, surrendered. I'm surrendering my life. I'm moving forward. I would sing it, but I'm not Miss Tiffany, so I'm not going to sing it. So I'm just telling you the lyrics to the song, moving forward. Don't go back. Moving ahead. Here to declare that my past is over. All things are new. I'm surrendering my life to Christ. I'm moving forward in Jesus' name. Thank you, my sister. Are you there? Dr. Vanessa? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Awesome, awesome words. Let me make sure Miss Brenda is unmuted. That was an awesome, awesome word. Miss Brenda, if you just hit stars, I'm going to you. Okay, you're unmuted.
Okay,
awesome.
Yes, I was muted. Okay, God bless you. God bless you. Can you hear me, guys?
We can hear you fine.
Okay, praise God. Praise God. What an awesome word. What an awesome word. Thank you so much, Pastor Susan, for such a blessing, being a blessing, being transparent, and allowing the Lord to use you. Before we move forward, we must drop the rocks. Thank God for that. We will drop the rocks. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we glorify you. We honor you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come before you. First of all, saying, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us from all our trespasses, O God. Forgive us of all our debts, all our sins, all that we have thought, all the things we have done, Lord, that weren't pleasing to you, O God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you wash us with the blood of Jesus, that we drop the rocks so we can go forward, Lord God. Move forward in you, doing the will that you call us to do. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity, Lord, that you share with us, O God, that you've given us a word, because the plans that you have for us, they're plans of good and not evil, to give us an expected end. And we know that expected end, O God, is to please you, to honor you, to glorify you. And, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord God, for Susan. Thanking you, Lord God, for strengthening her, keeping her, blessing her, Lord God. Restore to her, Lord, as she poured to us, O God. Bless her family. Bless everything that pertains to her, O God. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We thank you, Lord, that you're blessing everyone on this call. You're ministering to them in a special way, O God. And we're going forward in the name of Jesus. We're going forward, moving forward, knowing that you are directing our paths, because you are the head, and you made us the head and not the tail. You are the one that have created in us, O God, created in us a spirit, Lord God, to go forth in your truth, O God. You told us we would know the truth and the truth will make us free. So that being said, O God, we're lifting up all those, Lord, that are sick, those that are shut in, O God. We ask you, Father, that you minister to their hearts, their minds, their souls, O God. We thank you, O God, for your blood, Lord God, your cleansing blood and your healing blood. We're calling on Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals in the name of Jesus. We're decreeing and declaring that every minister, every soul, every person, Lord God, is healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the bereaved families, O God. We thank you for comforting them, O God. You said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. And, Lord God, with the bereaved families, we asking you, Lord, that you strengthen their hearts, that you mend their hearts, that you comfort them like none other, O God. And we thank you in advance for doing the work. And it's not by man's power. It's not by man's thoughts. It's not by man's doing. But it's by the Spirit of the true and living God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up all those that are traveling, Lord God, to and from their destinations, whether it be short or long distances, Father God. We thank you, Father, for being on or in the car, Lord God, for having your ministering angels around the planes and the trains and the subways, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you've been with them wherever they go. We lift up our own Papa Diaz de Leon, Lord, as he travels, Father God. And we thank you, Father, for being with him and strengthening him, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that you have upon him, Lord God, that you're blessing his family and everyone that's pertaining to him, blessing this Artist International Company like never before. We thank you in advance for doing the work. And we thank you, Father, that you're with him and that you're strengthening this company like never before. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the Artist Empowerment Conference. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that every set be in place, that you minister to the kings of artists like never before. Ease their minds, their hearts, and their spirit, man, oh God. Let them know, Father, that you're with them, Lord God, as they prepare for this awesome conference. We thank you for the anointing upon the building, Lord God, like never before. We thank you even for the Sunday service, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa for using them, Lord God, that you're setting the stage, Lord God. You're setting it, Father, for your glory and for your honor. And every person that be there, Lord God, we thank you for those that are maybe going through a trying time, but you have already establish the place for them, Lord God, and that the 5,000 will be there honoring you like never before. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing for those that are in Artists International, all that are on this call, Lord God. We thank you for ministering to them, blessing them, Lord God, and that we all go forth in this day to honor and glorify you. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. And I just want to give you the playback number, and that number for this awesome message, if you want to hear it again, is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. And now I'll ask Pastor Susan, can you come back and close us out with a prayer benediction? Thank you.
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, okay. The one part I want to close out with is this, it says, I'm not going back, moving ahead, here to declare to you my path is over in you. All things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. I want to close out with this. God has a design over your life, our life, that is to be great, not mediocre, not average, not barely getting along, not barely making it, but to be great. Right now, we are in a defining moment. Put down those rocks and move forward. Amen.